KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 41 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to mostly sunny today with a high near 70, winds out of the west at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Well, very high rangeland fire weather conditions are expected in parts of eastern Nebraska and western Iowa today. Generally, relative humidities will drop to near 25% with winds gusting over 25 miles per hour over much of the area, especially the counties off to our west. However, potentially lower humidities and wind gusts over 30 miles per hour are likely north of the Platte River in Nebraska and Interstate 80 in Iowa, resulting in near critical fire weather conditions. Montgomery County Emergency Management Director Brian Hammond yesterday said a ban on open burning went into effect for his county at around 5 p.m. Monday, and Mills County Emergency Management officials announced a burn ban that also went into effect Monday afternoon. A burn ban means all open and controlled burning is prohibited unless an official burn ban permit has been issued by a proper fire chief. If the fire chief gives approval for a prescribed burn, Mills County residents, for instance, must then contact their communication center at the start and completion of the burn. The Mills County Communication Center can be reached by its calling 712-527-4871. Residents who fail to obtain proper authorization in either county may be subject to a criminal charge under Iowa code. The burn bans will be in place until such time the conditions dangerous to life or property no longer exist. Current drought conditions in both counties in combination with unharvested crops present an increased risk for potential of rapid fire spread, according to the emergency management agencies. Controlled fires can quickly become uncontrollable and pose an immediate risk to residents' life and safety. Citizens are reminded not to throw cigarettes from moving vehicles and to discontinue burning yard waste, any piled tree debris, grass or agricultural ground, and set-asides or other items during this ban. Small recreational campfires are permitted only if they are conducted in a fireplace of brick, metal, concrete, masonry, or heavy one-inch wire mesh. Any campfire not in an outdoor fireplace is prohibited. The ban does not include the use of outdoor fireplaces, barbecue grills, properly supervised landfills, or the burning of trash in incinerators or trash burners made of metal, concrete, masonry, or heavy one-inch wire mesh, with no openings greater than 1 inch in diameter. Officials of the City of Atlantic Monday morning issued a statement with regard to nuisance properties. They said in an effort to continue cleaning up Atlantic and creating a safe, healthy community, the Atlantic Police Department will be working in conjunction with the Atlantic Code Enforcement Officers in locating and eradicating nuisances. These nuisances can include dilapidated buildings, compounding trash piles, unmowed grass, junk vehicles, and improperly parked vehicles, along with other such infractions. The city says officers may be seen in residential areas viewing the nuisances that I mentioned, overparked vehicles, junk and broken down vehicles being stored in the yard, vehicles being stored on non-approved or not hard surfaces, tall grass and piling trash are examples of the nuisances that will be addressed by either Atlantic Police or Code Enforcement. The city encourages residents to please take a moment to survey your property and check for items that may be of concern. Officers investigating potential violations will give ample notice through abatement procedures of what the concerns is or are, how to resolve the issue or issues, and how soon the problem area or areas must be resolved. Officials say officers may write municipal infraction citations if the owners continue to disregard the opportunities to fix and abate those issues. Anyone with questions or concerns should contact the Atlantic Police Department at 712-243-3512. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday released information concerning an accident and one recent arrest. At around 2:47 a.m. on Saturday, deputies responded to a single vehicle accident on Interstate 80 in Cass County. A 2021 Freightliner driven by 24-year-old Hassan Abdurrahman Yahi of St. Paul, Minnesota, was westbound on the interstate in a construction zone when the vehicle took evasive action to avoid a motorcycle and ended up in the median. The rig came to rest against the steel cable barrier. No injuries were reported. Damage to the vehicle is estimated at $14,000. Steel barrier sustained about $1,000 damage. There were no citations issued. And this past Friday, 53-year-old Rex Dean McDermott of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of public intoxication. McDermott was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on a $300 bond. Finally, in the news this hour, officials of the Adair County Transfer Station say that due to COVID-19 and a lack of employees, the transfer station will not be offering any city recycling services until further notice. However, recycling services will still be available on site at the transfer station. In our funeral announcements, Bernadine Bonnie Antofer, age 88, of Coon Rapids, died Friday at St. Anthony Nursing Home in Carroll. A private massive Christian burial for Bonnie Antofer will be today at 1 o'clock at the Annunciation Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home of Coon Rapids has arrangements. Rose Mary Leib, age 89, of Panora, died Saturday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Graveside services for Rose Leib will be today at 2:30 at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Joan Bauer, age 86, of Manila, died Saturday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Joan Bauer will be Wednesday, tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Jonathan Ray John Pauley, age 57, of Defiance and formerly of Panama, died Saturday at the Crawford County Hospital. Graveside services for John Pauley will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Cemetery in Panama. Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Paul Clark Williams, age 93, of Indianola and formerly of Rural Stewart, died Thursday. Graveside memorial services for Paul Williams will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Fairview Cemetery in Rural Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel has the arrangements. Ronald Deed Goodside, age 66, of Shelby, died Sunday. Celebration of life services for Ronald Goodside will be held at a later date with the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Shelby in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.